It's time to get your news on. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.
It is the WIA National News. It is for week commencing June 22, 2025. And this week, well, actually this weekend, VHF-UHF Field Days plus the All Asian DX Contest, CW. Felix, VK4-FUQ, will have more. WIA Director Stephen Green, VK4-TSG, with the weekly board comment. And a spacecraft just got the first look at the bottom of the sun, and what it saw was a hot mess, literally. And still gazing skywards towards the sun, the Egyptian god Horus is a significant deity associated with the sun and the sky, and coming up on Sunday, July 6, will be AREG 64th Project Horus high-altitude balloon launch. VK5QI Mark will join Col VK3GTV to bring us all up to date. Now wait, there's much, much more in this edition of news from your Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB.
Who listens to radio?
I'm Henry, VK2ZHE.
Hi there, this is Scott Williams, VK3KJ.
Hi, I'm Mark, VK4DMH from the Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society.
Leslie, VK5LOL from Aberfoyle Park, South Australia.
That's all!
Hello, this is one of your National WIA Directors, Stephen Green, VK2TSG, with this week's board comment. On Wednesday night, the board discussed several issues mentioned at our recent AGM in Bendigo. These included updating procedural matters around the club grants scheme, further updates to the new website, as well as looking at new options for a WIA membership card and how to ensure that membership benefits are clearly displayed. We continue to work on changes that will make membership and working with individuals and affiliated clubs easier and streamlined. Presidents of WIA-affiliated clubs will soon be invited to another online meeting where several items of interest will be reviewed. By now, many of you will know that the Australian Communications and Media Authority, or ACMA, have called for submissions regarding potential changes to Citizens Band Radio, with the class licence of 2015 coming to an end soon. Although Citizens Band is not part of the amateur radio allocation, it is of interest to many amateurs who use both, and also a regular first point of call for those starting in radio. Among the feedback that the ACMA is requesting is the status of emergency call channels and the two channels set aside for data transmission. Consultation closes on the 15th of July, so if you're also a user of CB or have an interest in publicly accessible radio communications, please consider making a submission to assist the ACMA to better understand current use, the impact of these matters, and how they may affect you. I have attached a web link to the text edition of this broadcast for your convenience. This has been Stephen Green, VK2TSG. Until next time, 73.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now with international news, Jason, VK2LAW.
International news is with thanks to IRTS, Newsline, Radio World, SARL, and the worldwide sources of the WIA. Hello. Welcome to many new Irish radio amateurs. Please welcome 18 new Irish radio amateurs. They attended the latest training course that was offered by the National Shortwave Listeners Club. Out of the 50 who started this six-month journey, 25 took the Comreg licensing exam in May. They've reported that the exam was fair, but unfortunately not everyone made it this time. Seven of the students were out of luck. However, they're planning to continue revising over the northern summer and take the autumn exam. Anniversary Day at Grimeton Radio Station. The 100th anniversary of World Heritage Site Grimeton takes place on July 2nd. On this day, in 1925, the establishment was formally inaugurated. To mark this occasion, two transmitter launches are planned, along with the transmission of a telegram using the call sign Sierra Alpha Quebec. The frequency used will be 17.2 kHz, and the mode is CW. Several online receivers are available for you to listen into the activity on the day. The event will also be live streamed on YouTube. Further information may be found at alexander.n.se. A small group of amateurs living in different cities throughout Iran joined together over the airwaves recently to give the world its first ham radio history and cultural lesson about the Persian Gulf. 11 ham radio operators in Iran got on the air calling CQ on SSB as special event station Echo Papa 2 Papa Golf. Using modest home-based equipment with 100 watts of power or less, the operators faced less than ideal conditions on the HF bands during their 16-hour operation. Still, it was a proud moment as the hams of Echo Papa 2 Persian Gulf celebrated the historical and cultural significance of the Persian Gulf itself and shared it with the world. With world events taking place, let's all hope these 11 ops remain safe. SARL responds to draft National Radio Frequency Plan 2025. The SARL has submitted its comments on the draft plan. By and large, the plan does not change the amateur radio frequency allocations in South Africa, but, however, the SARL has requested clarity on full access to the 160-metre band, 1820 to 2000 kHz, which was allocated to the amateur service in South Africa on the 30th of March 2015. The 40.675 to 40.685 MHz band was omitted from the plan. It was allocated for propagation studies and is listed on the table of amateur radio allocations in the 2015 regulation gazetted on the 30th of March 2015. The phrase tower farm took on a new meaning in southeast Michigan as a tractor clipped a guy wire and brought down one of 560 WRDT-AM's four towers. The station broadcasts in the daytime with a directional pattern just southwest of the city of Monroe. The link to this news item can be found in the text edition of this news at wia.org.au. Crawford Broadcasting Director of Engineering Chris Alexander told us that on June 9, a farmer was planting soybeans in the field. Their vehicle snagged an outer guy wire of Tower 4, causing the 417-foot tower to collapse entirely. The farmer was haying out the field for decades, which had saved WRDT the trouble of mowing it, Alexander said. Thankfully, the tower did not fall on the farmer or the vehicle. WRDT was temporarily taken off the air as a result. The station runs a Christian talk and teaching format as The Word AM 560. And disaster for another AM broadcaster, 1030 WGSFAM, the longest-running Spanish-language radio station in Memphis, is working to rebuild its transmitter site after it was ransacked in a copper theft. The station was left with a myriad of critical components either rendered missing or destroyed. Memphis police said that three men were arrested 2 days later after they were caught burning the copper cables from the WGSF tower site. Engineer Stephen Lara told Radio World approximately 85% of the station's Kintronic Labs phaser is gone. Coaxial lines coming out of the transmitter were sliced and its three ATUs were also vandalized by the thieves. WGSF estimated that just replacing the stolen copper wiring and componentry will cost approximately $170,000, not including engineering fees. For WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with VK4FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. Now, QantasWise 2025. This weekend, VHF UHF field days, winter 2025. Saturday 21 June through Sunday 22 June. Also this weekend is the All Asian DX Contest, CW, 160, 80, 40, 20, 15, 10 metres. Among the hundreds, particularly hundreds of JA stations, listen out for and work T88PB from Koro Palau, OC009, who will be on air during the contest and again the day after, Monday 23. QSL via LOTW, preferred, or direct to JA0JHQ. IAUHF World Championship. The 24-hour IAUHF World Championship starts at 1200 hours UTC on Saturday 12 July and ends at 1159 hours UTC on Sunday 13 July. Trans-Tasman Low Band Contest 19 July. The next two sessions of this year's YOTA Contest will be held 19 July, 29 December. RSGB YOTA Contest July 26 to July 27. Mode CW SSB, bands 80, 40, 20, 15, 10 metres. Work once per band, per mode. Remembrance Day Contest. This contest is held every year on the anniversary of the end of World War II, in honour of the Australian amateurs who lost their lives in wartime. Next contest, 16th and 17th August, 2025. Now the DX window to the world. DX window, June. The expedition is heading to Micronesia, Equatorial Guinea, and Wallace Island, are getting a financial boost from the Northern California DX Foundation. The nine-member team of German operators planning the V6D expedition to Micronesia in September has been named as one of the latest recipients of grant money to assist their activation. The team has scheduled operations from September the 22nd through to October the 6th. The Foundation is also supporting the 3C2MD expedition to Bloko Island in Equatorial Guinea. The operators are from the Mediterranean DX Club, which has planned the activation from October the 9th through to November the 10th. Finally, Hannah Rosenfeld, W7HGR, has received the grant for her role as an operator on the FW5K expedition to Wallace Island in the South Pacific. The participating DX practitioners, including Hannah's father, Scott, N7JI, are part of the team known as DX Obsessed. Hannah is founder of the W7DUX, the radio club at the University of Oregon, where she is in Aluma. The DX expedition is set for October 20 through to November the 7th. ZL100 IAAU is still on the air, in fact, until the 31st of July, marking the centenary of the International Amateur Radio Union. A special event QSL card has been printed and confirmation is also on LOTW and QSL.com. Listen for operators using CW, SSB and FT8. The Amateur Radio Society of India, VU2ZH, is celebrating the centenary of the International Amateur Radio Union by activating special call sign VU1IAAU. Until the 29th of June. The Indian Society has been a member of IAAU Region 3 since 1968. The station has been spotted recently using CW and FT8 on the HF bands. QSL by VU2ZH. IAAU Region 3 was established in April 1968 in Sydney, Australia. Representatives from Japan, the Philippines, New Zealand and Australia met to form the regional organisation. While other countries like Ceylon, India, South Korea, Thailand and Hong Kong indicated their support, they were unable to attend the initial meeting. For WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ in Ingham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Cole, VK3GTV.
Hello, first up in Worldwide Special Interest Group news this week, it's astronomy and wireless weather. A spacecraft just got the first look at the bottom of the sun, and what it saw was a hot mess, literally. Our host star, about 93 million miles away in space, is in utter turmoil right now, having just reached peak chaos in its solar cycle. Similar to storm seasons on Earth, the Sun experiences a weather pattern that repeats every 11 years. At the beginning and end of this stretch, flares and sunspots calm down, but solar activity rises before it falls, and when it climaxes, the Sun roils with giant eruptions. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, balloons. Now let's hear from Mark, VK5QI, from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group, AREG, in Adelaide, South Australia.
Hi, this is Mark, VK5QI. Coming up on Sunday, the 6th of July, will be AREG's 64th Project Horus high-altitude balloon launch. On this flight, we're going to be flying our crossband repeater payload, with the aim of the flight being to get it high enough, about 35 kilometres altitude, to provide repeater coverage all the way from Adelaide to Melbourne. There's also plenty of other ways you can get involved with the flight, including receiving our telemetry and imagery payloads, and tracking the progress of the flight live online. All the details on the launch, including frequencies and repeater access information, is available on our website at areg.org.au. We hope to hear you via the repeater on launch day.
Thanks, Mark. Next up in Worldwide Special Interest Groups, it's Final Frontier. AMSAT has given the designation of SO-125 to the Hades ICM satellite that was launched on March 14th from California. The satellite from AMSAT EA is SDR-based and supports FM phone and FSK digital data through its repeater. The SDR-based platform is especially significant because it can transmit as much as 25 watts when the battery allows, giving access to stations who are using handheld antennas. The coordinated uplink frequency is 145.875 MHz and the downlink is 436.666 MHz. The repeater operates with an open squelch and does not require a subtone. NASA and the Department of Defense teamed up on June 11 and 12 to simulate emergency procedures they would use to rescue the Artemis II crew in the event of a launch emergency. The simulations, which took place off the coast of Florida and were supported by launch and flight control teams, preparing NASA to send four astronauts around the moon and back next year as part of the agency's first crewed Artemis mission. The team rehearsed procedures they would use to rescue the crew during an abort of NASA's Orion spacecraft while the Space Launch System rocket is still on the launch pad, as well as during ascent to space. A set of test mannequins and representative version of Orion, called the Crew Module Test Article, were used during the tests. The launch team at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida, flight controllers in mission control at the agency's Johnson Space Center in Houston, as well as the mission management team, all worked together, exercising their integrated procedures for these emergency scenarios. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA, EU-014. Pascal, F6UIG will be active as TK2C from Corsica, IOTA number EU-014, through to the 23rd of June, using CW and SSB on 40 through to 10 metres. You may also hear him doing POTA, Parks on the Air, using the callsign TK/F6UIG/portable. See qrz.com for details. NA104. John, W5JON, is on the air from St. Kitts, IOTA number NA104, through to the 24th of June, with the call sign V47JA. John will be using SSB and FT8 on various bands and will focus on 6 metres. Again, see qrz.com for QSL details. And some IOTA reminders. VP8DPD, Falkland Islands, Gerard VK4BGL/G3WIP is active as VP8DPD from Falkland Islands, IOTA SA002, until July the 12th on HF. QSL via G3WIP Bureau, LOTW and EQSL. OC065, Lance, W7GJ, will be active as H40GJ from Pigeon Island, OC065, Tomotu Province, on the 8th to the 27th of August. This will be a 6-metre EME de-expedition using Q6560A in the Q65 pile-up mode. Lance said, when not aimed up at the moon, he'll be monitoring 50.313 on FT8 and asks that you take the initiative to call his direction when you think that there may be ionospheric propagation. If propagation is good and there are many callers, he may switch to FT4 or FT8 on a frequency to be announced. QSL via LOTW or direct to W7GJ. OC054. The DX-obsessed group will be active as FW5K from Wallace Island, OC054, from the 20th of October to the 7th of November, including a Multi-2 entry in the CQWWDX-SSB contest. Six operators will be QRV on 160 through to 6 metres on CW, SSB, FT8 and RITI, QSL via Club Logs, OQRS, and QSOs will be uploaded to LOTW 6 months after the end of the de-expedition. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur Young Timers, YOTA, Youngsters on the Air. And it's over to Alan, VK2COD.
This year's Youth on the Air summer camp for young radio amateurs aged 15 to 25 in the Americas will be held on the 15th to 20th June near Denver, Colorado. Campers will operate special events station Whiskey Zero Yankee during breaks between sessions. In addition, there will be dedicated operating times on the HF bands and satellites, as well as for a PODA/SODA activation. You can QSL via LOTW or send requests to Kilo Charlie 3 Uniform India India. Now turning to Queensland, Mohammed Kapadi, one of the volunteer coordinators for the Queensland PCYC Emergency Services Cadets Program, has reached out for assistance. The Queensland Police Service Academy unit were donated 9 Motorola XTS 2500 radio and will be used as training for their cadets. The 9 radios only have 2 hand/speaker mics with them. Those 2 have deteriorated and the organization that donated the radios no longer have any compatible shoulder mics for the XTS 2500. If you can help and are able to donate any spare XTS 2500 shoulder mics, working condition with clips, please send an email to Mohammed. His email address is in the text edition of this news article. This donation will help the Queensland Police Service Academy continue to train the youth of today to be emergency services of tomorrow. For WIA National News, I'm Alan, VK2COD.
Thanks, Alan. Next, it's Worldwide Special Interest Groups Rescue Radio. With the help of amateur radio operators, a potential wildfire was averted in California on June 12. Robert Bobby Debovic, W6IWN, and Jacob T. Jake Graham, KC7WXD, both ARRL members from the Reno, Nevada area, were hiking on the Grouse Ridge Trail in California, a section of the Tahoe National Forest. They'd hoped to also activate several Summits on the Air, SOTA locations. Their day of using the amateur radio service for recreation was going well until they saw smoke near the Black Buttes area and had to use it for its utility value. Graham said he was surprised to see smoke ahead, which as they got closer, it was clear that there'd been a lightning hit several days prior, and they could also see flames. Wireless service is spotty in portions of the Eastern Sierra, and they didn't have a cell signal. So Debovac used his handheld ham radio to report the fire via a nearby repeater. In just seconds, Dan Patterson, W6AI, responded back. He took the GPS coordinates from Graham and notified the U.S. Forest Service. Graham said it only took about 10 minutes for them to dispatch a helicopter to the area. They watched four firefighters rappel down, followed by a pack of equipment. The pair then walked closer to the area and started talking to the crew, who thanked them for their report. Debevec added that they put out the fires but radioed for a helicopter water drop before they left on foot with the gear to a nearby pickup site. After the firefighters left, the winds picked up dramatically. Had that happened earlier, the outcome could have been much worse. Amateur radio serves communities before and when all else fails, and having a thriving group of trained operators active in amateur radio allowed it to facilitate emergency communications that saved the day. Worldwide special interest groups, Software for Hams, Skyroof, a specialized satellite tracking program for SDRs. Skyroof, developed by Alex Shevkoplius, VE3NEA, is a satellite tracking and radio control program that focuses on software design radio, SDR, operation. The program supports SDR-based SSB, CW, and FM receivers with RITN Doppler tracking. Frequency tuning is done visually with a mouse. It provides detailed information about all satellites that transmit in the ham bands, while all satellite traces on the waterfall are labeled with satellite names and the boundaries of the transponder segments. Skyroof provides the usual pass prediction for selected satellites and visual representation of the current satellite position and future passes in several formats, including SkyView, the view of the sky from your location, EarthView, the view of the Earth from the satellite, Timeline, the satellite passes on the time scale, and Pass List, the details of the predicted passes. The SDR-based waterfall display covers the whole satellite segments on the VHF and UHF bands with zoom and pan. The program supplies audio and IQ output to external programs via a virtual audio cable, VAC. CAT control of an external transceiver is also said to be provided, along with antenna rotator control. Skyroof is currently available only for Microsoft Windows. For WIA National News, I'm Cole, VK3GTV.
Across Australia from VK1WIA, you are tuned to the WIA National News Service. In Melbourne, it can be heard on the 160-metre amateur radio band on 1.825 MHz AM at 9 o'clock Sunday morning. I'm Clint Jeffrey, VK3CSJ.
It's a date and clubs are welcome to email text with audio for this section, nationalnews@wia.org.au. In VK3, Gippsland Gate Radio and Electronics Club Hamfest, July 5, 10 a.m. VK5, Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society's big annual buy and sell, Saturday, July 19, Marion RSL. Right across VK, the Australian Ladies Amateur Radio Association's 50th anniversary, to be held at Glen Waverley, July 26. We mentioned AREG and their balloon launch coming up. Well, also coming up is AREG's amateur radio and electronic sale, Sunday, October 26, David Roche Park, Kilbourne. The Gold Coast Amateur Radio Society, their 2025 Ham Fest, happens November 9. The Rosebud Radio Fest, at Rosebud, November 16. And Darwin Amateur Radio Club's Dark Christmas Party, 6:30 p.m, December 3. Now, until next we meet, I'm Graham, VK4 Baker Baker. Walk softly.
This is VK1WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions. www.wia.org.au.
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.